Okay, today's daf in daf Maseches Chagiga is daf Yutes. We are on Yud Chesem Abayz. And don't be worried as we go through the daf. There's only about 4 or 5 lines on Amud Beis. It's a short Amud Beis, and we're not going to get there until a little bit later in the time. But that is a conscious decision. Okay, here we go. So we're up to Tanur Rabbanan, 5 lines from the bottom on Yud Chesem Abayz. Just we're talking about Netilas Yadayim. And the last line of the Gemara that we did yesterday was that there's a chiluk between Netilas Yadayim for bread and Netilas Yadayim for fruit. Netilas Yadayim for bread, one needs Netilas Yadayim for bread, but for fruit, one does not, and one is even considered Gasei Haruach. It's inappropriate if one washes their hands for fruit. I mentioned this is part of the discussion of Urchatz on the Seder night when we all try to remember what they did Bizman Beis HaMikdash and when they were makbid for Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And we know that when a fruit becomes wet after it has been detached from the ground, that is the final stage, and now that fruit can be makabel tumah. It's hukshel makabel tumah once it becomes moist. And therefore, if our hands have the status of shnios, that's why they used to wash their hands before they ate fruit that had become wet. Even if the fruit is dry now, it's not a din of still being wet. But once it's wet, then it's hukshel makabel tumah. So that's why on the Seder night, when we try to reenact and feel ki'ilu hu yatsa min Mitzrayim, we fulfill that by get dafka, dipping it into the salt water. Some poskim say dafka, we should use our hands when we do that, because the whole point of washing our hands beforehand is so that we are their tahorim in order to touch the fruit. If you use a fork, then you don't need the orchatz anyway, because you're not going to touch it. You're not going to touch it anyway. But so that is part of the discussion of whether that's appropriate. Whether is that hypocritical? The Taz says you don't do it the rest of the year. You only do it one night a year, or not. So that's part of this issue. But then the other point that I wanted to mention is just the tilas v'dayim that we do for bread that we do in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Ches. Shulchan Aruch says kishiyavo lechol pas shemavarchan alav hamotzi yitol yadav. If ye bread that you make hamotzi on, meaning to laafuke pasav abakisnin, meaning mizonos. Food, so you wash your hands, afilu eini yodei lahem shum tumah, even if you don't know that they are tummy at all, and you make a bracha on netilas yadayim, this is a mitzvah midirabanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the earlier Mefarshim, who quote 2 reasons why we do netilas yadayim before we eat bread. Tam takaris netilo hu mishnei dvarim. Echad, 1, mipnei serach truma, because of a truma connection. Dahainu, kiva cheyadayim eskani yosein minogim b'chol davar, because our hands are always busy and touching things. Ubizman cheyanoig tumah v'tahara v'kohanim achli truma, and when there was a Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim used to eat truma, hayu tzrichim lito yadayim midivrei sofrim kodem achilas truma. They always had to wash their hands no matter what. Even if the Kohanim did not know if their hands were tummy or not, but they had to wash their hands so they wouldn't be matami the truma in their touching. Ukadeshi yuregil at a Kohanim bazeh, and 2, inspire to be mezaris the Kohanim, Chazal were gozer on everybody. On everybody. Kolish Yisrael ha'ochel pas she'osr lechal ashiyitol yadav. It goes on everybody. And not only on everybody, but for all time. V'gam achshav she'ed ha'kohanim ochel shruma v'b'rei ha'tumah, even though today, because kohanim don't eat shruma or chala, lo bitla takanazu, the takana has not been mevutal, so that tomorrow, whenever it may be, today, when Mashiach will come, we will be in the practice of washing our hands before we eat. Before we eat, bread is the staple of society, and therefore we wash our hands. Number 1. Number 2, the second reason is based on a pasuk. We spoke about this a couple 2 weeks ago in Shal Shudis, based on the pasuk that the tila is really a reflection of kedusha. Nikiyus u kedusha viskadishtem elamayim rishonim visam kedusha elamayim achronim. We wash our hands before we eat because eating, the Suda is a place where we can be Makadish ourselves. It is a physical activity, but there are so many mitzvahs that we have by eating. Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi and eating with Derech Eretz and which brachas you make and how you eat. And the Gemara says, because we don't have a Mizbeach anymore, our Shulchan takes the place of the Shulchan. We mentioned that amazing Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsh Tzave or Truma, that the old Minog in Sarfas is that they used to be buried in their dining room tables. They used to make their coffins out of their dining room tables because they wanted to have the kapara. And the kapara that comes from the chesed that they did at the dining room tables, the achrasas orchim, and the writing out the checks on that table for tzedakah. And that's all that's vizkadishtim. So we wash our hands before we eat, partake of a meal, to reflect that we are about to be involved in a darvish b'kedusha. We always eat. We're always eating. Breakfast, lunch, supper, we're always eating. So to realize that is a place where we can be b'kadish ourselves. Okay, so that was the, wanted to add that on to the Tzilas Yadayim discussion. Tanur Rabbanan, 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan Yechasim Abeis Hanotel Yadav Viniskaven Yadav Tahoros. If a person washes their hands, notel, Machlokes be shown him where the word notel comes. What does the word notel mean? Netilas Yadayim. Does it mean lifting up? Some Rishonim say it means lifting up. Others say that the word natzla means a kli, a vessel. And Netilas Yadayim has to be done with a kli, a vessel. You have to pour it on. Machlokes be shown him exactly what the word notel means. So notel Yadayim, if you wash your hands, v'diskaven, and yet kavana, to be mitire them. So yadav taharus. Then the netila works. Lo niskaven yadav tameos. If you didn't have kavana to wash your hands, you just have kavana to, your hands were dirty. So you wanted to wash your hands from the dirt, but you didn't have specific kavana to wash your hands for tahara, then it does not work. Kavana is ma'akev banatilas yadayim. V'chein, also hamatvil yadav. Also if you're matvil yadav in a mikvah, in the case in which you need tevila b'mikvah for your hands. Niskaven yadav taharos, lo niskaven yadav tameos. Again, it depends on kavana. Ask the Gemara of Ahatanya, but we learned in a Brisa that Kavana doesn't matter. Bein niskavin, bein lo niskavin, yadav taharos. Kavana doesn't matter. So Amar of Nachman lo kasha, kan b'chulin, kan l'maiser. It depends whether it's for chulin or for maiser. For chulin, you do not need me'ikar hadin, nesilas yadayim. For maiser, or more chamer, right, everything is more chamer, maiser is just the next level up, for maiser, one does need, as we mentioned before, that the me'ikar adin you do not need for chulin, but because of the connection to truma, that is why we do it. Okay, so this is the chiluk, where the Gemara says, that for chulin you do not need to seal your dime. So now the Gemara goes on, quoting two different sources, uminot timra de chulin laboy kavana. We're about to quote two different sources that chulin, for chulin, one does not need kavana for the netila. Two important halacha l'maisa topics that connect to this line, this idea that chulin doesn't need kavana. We know there's a din of tevilas kelim. Tevilas kelim, you have to be tovel any kli that was bought by a non-Jew, from a non-Jew. One has to be tovel or kelim, various, many halachas, what materials and what type of kelim. But what says the Rashba in a tshuva, the Rashba discusses in a tshuva, can a goy be tovel kelim? This comes up a lot of times by caterers. It's like a caterer buys a restaurant, he has to be tovel 600 plates, 600 glasses. He's going to sit there the whole time. Can he have one of his workers help him? Can a guy be tovel kelim? So the Rashba and Tshuva in Gimel Reishon and Hay discusses this. Ma'ushi yatbo kli Yisrael, a'ako ma'ushi yatbo kli Yisrael. Can a non-Jew be tovel your kelim? So a separate question is, if a non-Jew, if you're going to wait in the car, you're going to send your help in, oh, go tovel this, they're going to come out. That's an issue of nemanus. If you have nemanus, can you be ma'amin? So that might not be true, but even let's say forget the nemanus. Let's say you're going to watch them do it. Can a non-Jew be tovel your kelim? Achar shenoda ke atvalas kelim mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Since tevilas kelim is a mitzvah midrabanan, aleinu hadavar hazeh o al yidei shlucheinu. Us, our shliach, and an akum is excluded from shlichus. Can an akum do it? Yeah.
We did last year
kedushin shlich. Well, tevilas kelim. We saw about this one. Well, we're going to talk about it again for a minute. So the Rashba first of all says it's not so clear that it's a mitzvah midrabanan. Most hold that, but the Rambam is not so clear. Machlokes Rishonim, what the Rambam holds about Tefilas Kelim. There's a Rambam in Ilchus Machalos Asuros, in Perek Yud Zayin, Machlokes Rishonim exactly what the Rambam feels. But in Achinami, it's mostly Midrabanan. But, says the Rashba, that Tefilas Kelim, if you look in our Gemara, L'chulin L'bai Kavana. Right, for chulin, you don't need kavana. What's Tefilas Kelim? Tefilas Kelim is not Meiser Truma. Tefilas Kelim is a mitzvah, L'hachnis, Kelim b'kedusha, just like some post can explain, just like a ger has to be tovel on a mikvah before he becomes Jewish, so too any kli, we want to be machlis kedusha even into our inanimate objects, even into our kelim, and therefore, but it says it's just like chulin though. Chulin l'bai kavana, our Gemara says. So therefore, it would be no problem, me'ikar adin, says the Rashba, for a guy to be tovel your kelim. It's not a din of shlichus. Chol hechad lo b'din shlichus, afilu tefilas kel akum lamalotala, yireli she'olsalo tefila. This is what the Rashba paskins, and this is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kufchaf in Yeredei is the simit about tefilas kelim, says the Shulchan Aruch, im hitbel kelim alidei akum, also lahem tevila. Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, Shuvas Arashba, the Rama says, Eino ne'eman ala tevila, but you can't trust them that they did it. But if you see them do it, no problem. That is the me'ikar hadin, what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Taz, though, is not happy about this. The Taz says, also lo tevila is vashla, it only works with the Evan. Why wouldn't it work l'chadchila? From the Rashba, he doesn't mention any problem with it working l'chadchila. What's the problem l'chadchila, says the Taz? The bracha. The bracha. He says, why should you lose out on the bracha? you let a guy do it, you're not going to be able to make the bracha. Loch ora mashma, says the Taz. Halosha dafka diyevet, aval chanchila, lo. So it sounds like no, not lachanchila. Why not? Be'emes enokim, why wouldn't it be good lachanchila? So says the Taz, why? He says, where's the line at the end? He says, Tamili, Heich Yavarich al Masha Yitpol Ha'akum. But Yisrael ain't Osa Klum. Alkein Roi She'ein Lasos Kein Lachanchila. And that's why the Shulchan writes, Alasha Nebidiyevet. But, he says, let's say a Jew is also doing some, and the Jew makes the bracha on his Kelim that he's doing, and then the Akum is just throwing more in, which the Jew wouldn't make a new bracha on anyway. When we were told about 300 Kelim together, you only make one bracha. They're all together. So then he says, it's not a problem. Even Lachanchila, it would be okay. As long as the Jew made the bracha on the first one, and the rest is being done together, so then that would be okay. Yeah. If the keli falls in by itself, it would be okay. It would be okay. You'll lose out on the bracha. The Prichadash though here in Kuf Chaf argues and says you can even make a bracha on Tefilas Kelim, on a Tefilas Kelim of a guy. You can make a bracha on that. That says the Prichadash. This is a big discussion in the Achronim. Do you ever have a time when a non-Jew does the Maisa and the Jew could make the bracha? Taz says that the Jew cannot make a bracha when the non-Jew is dunking it. Right? So he says, what our issue, how does it come out of our Gemara? Because Loboy Kavana. So you don't need like Lashma, you don't need Kavana, so that's why Nakam could do it. What about the bracha? So Taz says you don't want to lose that. The Prichadash says you can even make a bracha. So this is a discussion in the Machane Ephraim. We had this comes up at least in two other places. The Machane Ephraim and Ilchus Shluchin discusses this. This is what we discussed last year. And that is, and we had a share on this also a while ago, about the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, putting up a fence around my roof. Says, is there a kiyum for me, for I myself to do it? Let's say I'm not in construction. I'm not going to be able to build a fence. So, is there any kiyum for me to do it? What if I have a non-Jew, a higher construction, non-Jewish workers, and they put up the fence? So, one can do that. That prevents you violating the lo sa'aseh of lo sasim damim b'veisecha. But what about the aseh? What about the asisa ma'akeh? Says the Machane Ephraim, based on this prichadash, connected to this idea of the prichadash, because he quotes this Rashba, and the Rashba doesn't mention any problem about the bracha. So says the Machane Ephraim, it must be that you can even make a bracha when the guy puts up your ma'akeh. And this is a big chiddush that Emek Bracha and others discuss this, whether he can do the ma'aseh and I can make the bracha. Also comes up in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, let's say it's very late on Friday afternoon. I'm not sure. The 18 minutes passed. I'm not sure. You know, it was a crazy day. So could a woman ask her help, non-Jewish, to light the neiris Shabbos? Because she's not sure if it's time or not. She doesn't want to take any chances. So Amir la'akam b'nish mashus is mutter, especially litzarach mitzvah. The question is, could you make the bracha? The Magen Avram says she could even make the bracha on the halakas neiris of a non-Jew. And again, it's a big discussion in the poskim whether we should say that because, you know, that is a maisa of someone else. But this is the third example. Third example of the tefilas kelim of a non-Jew. This is discussed in the newest, I don't know if it's the newest Minchas Asher on Bamidbar in Parshas Matos. We discuss, he has an article, a few pages on tefilas kelim. So he talks about this machlokas, prichadash and taz and machane Ephraim, whether this is shlichus, whether a poel has some more flexibility, but this is all the issue of Tfilas Kalim al Yedei Akum. Number one. Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's what the Minchas Asher discusses also. You might say that the bracha is on the mitzvah is the results and not on the maisa. But it's still a chiddush that even if it's a result-oriented mitzvah, if the goy creates the result, then a Jew can still make the bracha on it. Because what the mitzvah is to get the result taken care of. So it's a chinami, but still it's a chiddush that you can make the bracha on it, but that would make it better if the mitzvah is result oriented. By mezuzah, but that's likvoa mezuzah. I mean, whoever puts up the mezuzah. No, the person who puts it up makes the bracha. The person who puts up the mezuzah makes the bracha. That's on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So it's usually, even if you say it's a result oriented, but you still make the bracha on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, but here it wouldn't be. So that's issue one that flows from this Gemara. The other issue, similar issue, and that is tefilas nida. Tefilas nida. Does a nida need kavana? Let's say the Gemara talks about a nida getting pushed into the mikvah by her friend. Or let's say a nida just goes into the mikvah without thinking. So is there a requirement for kavana when a woman goes to the mikvah? So this is discussed in the Gemara. Where this Gemara comes up, you see on the side, Chulun Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there has a line, Kol Baila is just like Chulun. Baila is just like Chulun, meaning you don't need kavana. You don't need kavana by a woman going into the mikvah. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simin Kuf Tzadik Ches in Ilchas Nida, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Nida Shetavla below Kavana, Kago Shenafla Latoch Hamayim, or Sheyadra LaHaker, she went into just to take, just to go for a swim, Hareze Muteris Labayla. That's Muteris Labayla, because for the Isra Labayla, so you don't, one does not need Kavana. The Ramah adds, Yesh Machmirin, for her to go back. It's ready to be Tovel again. V'yish lahachmer l'chadchila. Again, that's a chumr l'chadchila. But me'ikar adim, but she shouldn't make a bracha again, says the Shach. But that is just a chumr l'chadchila. The Shach and the Taz both say, though, based on the Gemara, that that's only if she went in by herself without kavana. Let's say she was pushed in by somebody else, and her friend had kavana for the tefillah, then for sure it's okay. Because the kavana of the matvil is good enough, just like by the kalim. Right, the kli doesn't have any thoughts. It's the person dunking the kli that has the kavana. So too, that might need the kavana. So too here, if your friend pushes you in, so then it is good enough. And this concept of a need to not needing kavana is amazingly used by Rav Moshe and Teshuva. Unbelievable. Posek Adar is the only one that's able to make such a statement. Rav Moshe writes in Evan Ezer and Chelik Dalid, Simin. Simon is this, Chav Gimel. He was asked that there's a Gemara that says that if a Ben Hanida is a pogum. Ben Hanida is somebody who you should stay away from, you know, in terms of marriage, even though Be'ikar Hadin, there's no Isser. A Ben Hanida, meaning the woman is a Nida when she conceived, even though the child's not a mamzer, the child's not a chol, the child's not anything, but still there's a Maila not to marry a Ben Hanida. So Rav Moshe was asked by somebody, their daughter was going to marry a boy. Shu Talmud Chacham, Yirei Shemaya, Balmidas Tovos, Sheima Lohocha Litvah B'Mikvah Olam. The boy's mother never went to the mikvah in her life. So should you stay away from this boy because he's a Ben Anida? And therefore the Gemara says there's a Maila to stay away. That's where Moshe was asked. And it's Kala Rabasi. Kala Rabasi says there are Simanim. Oh, so that's part of the answer already. So Moshe says, what's a Ben Anida? The Masechta Kala Rabasi, one of the little Masechtas, says there are certain Simanim to identify a Ben Anida. He doesn't have Midas Tovos, and he's an Akshin, and he's an Achzer, and he's an Azpanim. So says Rav Moshe, v'kivin shu ben Torah v'yirei shamayim, harayu simin she'eno ben anida. Says Rav Moshe, the fact that he has midas tovos, that shows that he's not a ben anida. It shows that. She'lachei nihi shlo shayach lismoch hazel adida lahatir davar aser. I won't rely on such a svara to be matir and iser, to say somebody's not a mamzer, to say somebody. But here, it's just a maila. It's a maila. It's an extra. So Rav Moshe says, regarding a maila, he says, for this, I'll be confident enough to say, Linyan ben Anida, Deleka Shumisr, El Sheish Maila Ba'al Mashlo Lishatin, Yishlismoch Al Simanim She'eno Ben Anida. Why? And here's our line. Shahamitsius Shalo Haisa Nida, Beshashinis Abra, Benzeh, Ha'ika Messias Arabe. Right, it's very possible that she was not Anida when he was conceived. Why? Shirachza Bayam Lahanasa. Maybe she had gone to the beach that day. To Av Shaloveshes Ezek Sus Anikra bathing suits. Even though, says her Moshe, she ought to be wearing a bathing suit. Ha'ein zachotetz midina, me'ikar hadin, right? Chatzitza midaraisis, ruba umakbid, and even ruba she'eno makbid. Ula bailo l'chulon loy by kavana. And this is chulin. Our Gemara says, you don't need kavana. So you don't need kavana for the tefillah. And maybe she went that day. V'av shalos to have sektara v'lo safar shev nekiyim. Even though she didn't do any of the regular halachas of anida. Galya klape shmaya shahaisa nida v'lo zava. Hashem knows that she was a nida, not a zava. She doesn't really need shev nekiyim. To nitra take of achar shiva kashbasku dameha, even though we treat everybody like a zava today, goes to this whole thing, but based on part of it is that you don't need kavana when you go in. Ava simanim la avda oraisa, these simanim about ben anida, ikam elu simanim lo adifi, mishum she'ira ksasha av ksheirim hem asipanim, yet people who are not ben anidas who are asipanim, yet people who are ben anidas who are not, says Rav Moshe in this shuva that there is no problem, you know, if somebody has midas tovus and somebody has the yirei shamayim and he's a tsanua and he has ala mailus. Except this, he says, okay. He says, it's not a problem. Okay. So those are the two discussions that come out of this Gemara, whether the tefillah does not need kavan. Vaiter. So now the Gemara says, so how do you know that netilas yadayim for tefillah does not need kavana? Option one, ditznan. The Mishnah says in Mikvos, continuing yesterday's bringing in of Mishnayos from Seder Taharis, so today we have a couple more. Says the Mishnah in Mikvos, ditznan. Galshinit lashu barbam sa'ah. Let's say you have a big wave, that the wave is the size of a mikvah. It's 40 sa'ah the wave. And it's nitlash, the wave is lifted up. Picture a wave that's lifted up out of the ocean. It's not connected to the ocean. V'nafal al adam ala kelim, and the man or a kli is sitting on the beach, and all of a sudden the wave, that whole arba'im sa'ah wave, falls onto a person and onto a kli tahor, and they're tahor. Oh, So that's our raya. Ketani Adam Tamita Kalim. It says Adam and Kalim in the Mishnah. Ma Kalim Dol Machavi. You have Adam Dol Machavi. Just like the Kalim are Tahar, even though the Kalim didn't have any Kavana. So to the person. So the person is Tahar, and this is Lechulin. So this is raya number one, that for Tefillah or Netilas Yadayim, for Chulin, what does not need kavana? So the Gemara says, "Umi mai, how do you know to understand the Mishnah that way?" Dilma b'yoshivu mitzape emasa yitlash agaluskina. Maybe we're talking about a case where a man's standing on the beach waiting for that wave to come in, or the kelim dumi da adam. And we're talking about a case where the person put the kli there in order. Maybe it was a big pot, and you know he couldn't get it into the regular kelim mikvah. He couldn't fit it in; it was difficult. So he's going to go to the beach. He lives 2 blocks from the beach, so I'll put it on the next to the beach, and he has kavana to put it there. Ma adam debar kavana afkelim demachavin luhu. So maybe the whole case is a kavana case, not a not kavana case. So Bromini Rai is from that Mishnah. And if you want to say that's the case of the Mishnah, that you're having Kavana there specifically, so Milo Meimra, then what would be the Chiddush of the case? So of course, if you have Kavana to be Tovah, so what's the Chiddush then? The Chiddush is the following. No, I might think that if I allow a wave to work, so then I might come to allow a Chardala Shel Geshamim. What's that? Picture a cliff where rainwater is rushing down this mountain slope, this cliff, and you're underneath. So are you allowed to use that for Tevila? So Rashi explains in 2 steps, no. Because rainwater on a cliff, it's not like the ocean where you have Mem Sa'ah in one place. The wave is one big package of Mem Sa'ah. On a slope, you don't have Mem Sa'ah in one spot at the same time. It's all running down, but you don't have Mem Sa'ah at one time, so it wouldn't be considered good for a mikvah. And even if, says Rashi, even if you didn't have that problem, that Mem's in one place, there's another problem. Because we know there are 2 different tracks in order to use, what am I allowed to use for to be Tovelin? There's something called Mikvah, and there's something called Mayan. Mikvah is rainwater, made out of rainwater, and it must be, a lot of differences, but we'll just mention one, it must be stationary, what's called Ashborin. It can't be running water. Rainwater you could use, but Mikvah by definition is stationary. Mayan is the other option. It is not rainwater, but it's natural springs from natural underground sources, and that could be running. That's a river. That's an ocean. That's Mayan and Mikvah. So if you're using the rainwater, so even if you have Mem Sa'ah, but it's running here, it's not Ashborin, so it would also be Pasul. So for those 2 reasons, a Chardala Shel Geshamim, says Rashi, the running rainwater down the slope would not be okay. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You might have said that you can't be Tovel with this wave falling on you because you might get mixed up and then use this Chardala Shel Geshamim. Inami or Nigzor Russian Atukipin. Or maybe we would say you can't use this wave because even though the wave falling on you would work, let's say you picked up the kli as the wave is on top of you and you stuck it into the wave on top of you. So that wouldn't work. We'll see why in a minute. There's a special din that's the Russian, that top of the wave ought to keep in where it falls on you. So you might think if you could do when it falls on you, you could also do that. Kamash malon galokas rinan. Kamash malon, that would be the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you're not gozer in that case. And why do we say that, by the way? Why can't you stick the kli up on top of you in the wave? Why is it only good if it falls on you? The Tanya, because the Brisa says, the Tosefta, matbilin barashim me matbilin bekeepin, you can be matbil when it falls on you on your head, and not when it's on top of you, lefisha ein matbilin ba'avir. Because that's considered air. You can't be tovel a ma'ayan in the air. Period. So lemaisa, we end up rejecting that Mishnah as a raya, and therefore we need a different source to teach me that you can't be tovel, that you don't need kavana for netilas yadayim or hatbala of chulin. So that was raya number one that is rejected. So now we're up to raya number two. But first, a big discussion, discussion on this line. And that is discussion that starts with the Mordechai. Mordechai in Shabbos at the end of the 4th parak, where the Mordechai discusses, can you be Tovel in snow? Can you be Tovel in snow? The Mordechai discusses this at the end of Bamet Tomim. So the Mordechai quotes a machlokas Rishonim, whether you can be Tovel in snow. One gear says Rabbeinu Simcha. We also have, when the Beis Yosef quotes this, he has this as Rabbeinu Shmarya. He says, if you're Tovel in Sheleg, there's a Mishnah in Mikvos that says Sheleg doesn't ruin a mikvah. The big machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean after it's melted? Or does that mean even if it's not melted? Even if it's not melted, it could become part of the Arba'am Sa'ah. So many Rishonim say, no, even if it's not melted, that's the Chiddush. If it's melted, then it is Pashit. Others say, no, it is melted, and the Chiddush was that when you carried the snow, it did not become Sheuvin. Right, some say, how do they make a furrow? I'll have to figure out the veracity of this, but that in these, some of these places out west where it doesn't rain for months and months, so how do they make mikvahs? So some say that they took this big iceberg on a truck and they brought the iceberg and they let it melt and then that turned into a mikvah. So the question is, because that doesn't become shuvin if it's in a state of ice when it is brought. Again, I'm not sure about the, maybe somebody out there listening in Phoenix or somewhere that could tell us about it. We have to do more research, but again, that's part of this discussion here. But Rabbeinu Simcha, the Mordechai quotes, first allowed it, but then was chozer bo. He said, you can't be tovel in snow. Mamash no. Why not? Efshar, number one, he says, Efshar shekala shela ka'ola lemem sa yiga bifsara. Number one, it's impossible that all the snow touched you, just like if you go to a mikvah mem sa, so all the water is going around and all the water touched you. But in the snow is, doesn't move. So therefore, that's one problem. And then he says, this is no better than keepin. Our Gemara. Just like you can't put the water in the wave on top of you, so too the snow on top is just like the keepin problem. And therefore, you can't. Says the Beis Yosef, after quoting this Mordechai, he says, I don't understand this Mordechai. There's a big difference between when the wave's on top of you and the snow. The wave on top of you, there's airspace underneath. That's why it's a problem. The keepin is a avir. But snow, it's all snow. It's all connected. That's not like keeping. So says the Beis Yosef. I don't understand. The Hasam shiny shall keep it open to Bavir. Abal Hacha Shashalak Bekarka V'alav Shalak Acher V'chinat Kama Amos Gova Mai Shaiti the Dimyon to Keepinika Hachalo Damya. This is like a yam that's Amok Mea Ama. This is like the ocean itself. It's 100 amas deep. So all of that is the ocean. And therefore, he says, I think one should Me'ikra Din Bimeko Mikal Makom Ein Lo Hakel, because there are some Rishonim that are Machmir. But Me'ikra Din, he thinks, It should be okay. So how do you explain Rabbeinu Shmarya or Rabbeinu Simcha that compares the snow to the keepin? So here we need the stipler. So the stipler comes in again. Everybody quotes the stipler. Everybody talks about this daf of Gemara. So says the stipler in Mikvos that no, there is a connection. You can't compare the snow to the ocean. The snow is more like the keepin because by water, let's say you have a cup of water. If part of the water becomes tameh, the whole thing becomes tameh. It's all one unit. Halakhli is viewed as one unit. It all like moves around together. Snow, you're right, physically is connected. But it's not. Let's say part of the snow becomes tame. Your whole lawn is going to be tame because it's connected. Snow is still looked at as separate units, even though physically it's connected. So the fact that it's looked at as separate units, it's very possible that it could be like keeping. It could be viewed as if there's airspace underneath. So therefore, don't say that Rabbeinu Shmarya doesn't make sense. Really, one can give a svar for him. Halacha l'maisa, what do we paskin? Halacha l'maisa, what do we paskin? By Sheleg. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Aleph. Reish Aleph is one simon hichas b'kvos. How many se'ifim is this? Many, many se'ifim in this simon. In Reish Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, with Sheleg, yochol larika mikilo kli, ein shiva poselas bahem, el afilu asa kala mikvah misheleg, v'asa mikvah kosher. You can make a whole mikvah out of Sheleg. Okay, big question, could you do tefillas kalim in Sheleg? It's also a discussion. In the, I got a call, and one of my talmidim was out skiing a few months ago, and they bought a pot, they said, Rebbe, if there's no mikvah around here where we are, can I dunk it in the snow? So there was, so the Pisgei Tshuva discusses this. Pisgei Tshuva quotes the Chayadam, and Nuchas tefillas kalim that says, by glass you can be mekel. Because by glass, everybody agrees that tefillas kalim is only midrabanan. But by metal, he wouldn't be mekel. God, there are many other issues that come up. You need a lot of snow there, and so but this was a pot, so nothing to do. That's what the Pisgei Tshuva says. You can only be mekel by glass and not by metal. Okay, so this is all Sheleg. Ella, back to the Gemara Meha. So we're up to try number two. So what's the makar that tefilas kalim or netilas yadayim? Anything for chulin, dezani, kavana? The following in Mahadatan, the following Mishnah in Machshirin. As we know, Machshirin, I've alluded to this before. Fruits are only hukshar lakabal tumah. A fruit can only become tameh if it first gets wet. But not only if it gets, after it's detached from the ground. Obviously, when it's attached, everything gets wet. But after it's detached, it gets wet. But it also, only if it gets wet, lerutzon of the owner. That the owner is happy with his getting wet. If he wasn't happy with his getting wet, it's not considered hukshar lakabal tumah. So says then, that's all makshirin. Makshirin is about hukshar lakabal tumah. Says the Mishnah, perishin afu l'toch amas hamayim. Let's say some of my fruit fell into the aqueduct of water going through my yard. Upashin me sheyad of tameos. And somebody whose hands were tummy stuck their hands in v'natzlan and went to take the pay. He dropped his fruit. He went to get the fruit out. So what's the halacha? Yad ataros. So his hands are tar, right? Raya that you don't need kavana. He stuck his hands in to get the fruit. He didn't stick his hands in to be matar them. Uperos einem b'chiyutan. But the peros are not hokshe l'kabel toma because there's no reflection of da'as that this person wanted his fruit wet. He takes them and grabs them out right away. So he says, who says he's happy with it? So you see from there though that his hands are going to be okay, and that shows that you don't need kavana. The im continues the mishnah of im b'shul sheyutzchu yadav. But if he stuck his hands in order to clean to clean his hands, so then yadav tahoros. And again, yadav are tahar because you don't need kavana for that. Vaperos are b'chiyutan. But if you didn't directly go get your fruit out, you leave them for a moment, or you just don't have that kavana. So then it shows that you are happy that your fruit got washed off, and therefore it can't. They are hokshul kabotum. Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman, Rabbi asked, HaTova L'chulin, our Mishnah said, if you're Tova L'chulin, V'chuchzak L'chulin, and you now have the status of being Tova L'chulin, Aser L'maiser, then you still, though, it's not good enough for Maiser. As we said, all the different levels in the Mishnah, Chuchzak in Lo, Chuchzak Lo. So shouldn't we medayi from the Mishnah that says, HaTova L'chulin? So doesn't that sound like you had Kavana for Chulin? And if you didn't have had any Kavana, then you wouldn't be Tahar at all, against everything we've said so far? So Achi Gamar, no. All it means is, really, you don't need kavana for chulin. But let's say you did have kavana for chulin. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Afal pishuchzak lechulin aser lemaiser. Even if you did have kavana for chulin, still, that wouldn't be good enough for maiser. You'd have to do it again. But really, for chulin itself, you wouldn't need. Another question, Eisvei. We have a maimer that says, tovav lechuchzak kilu lo tovav. If you're tovav and you weren't chuchzak at all, kilu lo tovav. It's as if you weren't tovav. So what does that line mean? My love, kilo tovel klal. Doesn't that mean that tovel and you didn't have any kavana? So then, it's as if you didn't go in. You weren't tovel at all. And therefore, again, another raya that you do need kavana for netila and tevila for chulin. Says the Gemara, no, lo, kilo lo tovel lemaiser. No, all it means is as if you weren't tovel for maiser, avol tovel lechulin, but it still would be good enough for the lowest level, the for chulin would not need kavana. Hu savar dachi kamat filei. At first, he thought, the one who was asked this question, thought that the answer, the one who giving the answer was just pushing him off, saying, you can understand it this way. Nafak, dak va'ashkak, then he went on and found the brisa that said it mefurish. The Tanya, tovav lechuchzak, aser lemaiser, umutar lechulin. Period. End of that discussion. Next. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Lazar made a statement. Tovav v'Allah. Somebody was tovav, and then he came out, and the Chazon Ish says, and this is the way the Gemara has explained, he didn't have any specific kavana when he went into the mikvah. He knew he was getting tahar, but he didn't have any specific tahara level in mind. So, taval va'Allah machzik atzma l'kol meshiyirtza. He could decide then, after he's up, va'Allah, he already came out of the mikvah, he could think to himself which level he wants to be tahar for chulin, for meiser, for truma, for kadshim, for mechatos, anything he wants. If he didn't have any kavana. Meisvei, is this really true? Just one other hara. Tosfos says, you gotta at least be wet. Can't be like 10 minutes later. Tosfos, then the little Tosfos of Taval, va'odenu lach. Gotta at least be wet. Some girsos that we have says, befeirish, that you are still wet. So the Turei Eben here quotes that this must be using Breira. Must be using Breira. You're being mevara lamafreya. Again, add this to the Breira sugyas and chas, but you must be using Breira that here you are being mevara later and putting that base back into the past. So Breira, as we discussed many times, a future action which then has ramifications for a past event. So too here, says the Turei Eben, he has a long discussion that he must be using Breira here. Meisvei, but you don't have to say that. You know, another way to interpret it is that when you're still wet, your tefillah isn't finished yet. You might say it's as if you're still in the mikvah, if you're still wet, as we'll see soon. Meisvei, which would be a bigger chiddush. Meisvei says the brisa, Odeo raglo achas b'mayim. The brisa says, if you still have one foot in the mikvah, huksak l'davar kal, machzak asma l'davar chamor. So then it's considered that you're still in the mikvah. And if you had a lower level in mind, lower level of kedusha, you can still change. Because as if you're still in the mikvah, you still have one foot in. Allah. But once you're out, Shuvei no machzik. Then nothing. Then you can't do anything. So he asked the Gemara, Ma'ilav no machzik klal. Doesn't this mean that once you're out, you can't be machzik at all? You can't have any kavanah in mind? Where is it? No, lo. Odehu. If your foot is still in, so then Allah be shochzik machzik. Then you can still change your mind if your foot's still in. Allah, but once you came out, so then it depends. Lo hochzak machzik. If you aren't thinking anything, then you can be machzik. Decide the mochzak ena machzik. But once you had decided already, then it's too late to change. Right? Did you give somebody a blank check, or did you already fill it out? If you gave them the blank check, then even as later they can still fill it in. But if you already gave them a check whether you filled it out, then it doesn't matter. They can't change it. So that's the difference. If you're already out, you could decide if you didn't decide anything yet. But if your foot is still in, then as if you're still in the mikvah. And therefore, you can change your mind even. So ask the Gemara, Man Tana Odeo Ragol Achazamayim, who is the one that says that one foot still stuck in the mikvah is significant? So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Pidas, Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Rabbi Pidas says it's really the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Tetzan, as the Mishnah says in Mikvos, Mikvah Shenim Dad Vish Barbam Sa'a Mechuvanos, let's say you have a mikvah which is exactly 40 Sa'ah, which is the minimum amount of water that is needed. The Yardu Shnayim, and two people went into the mikvah, one after the other. And what happens, as we know, if somebody goes into the water and he comes out, he has water on him. So once the first guy went in, the mikvah inside no longer has 40 sa'ah. So the first guy's okay, but what about the second guy? So the Yardu Shnayim, v'tavlu zeh harzeh harishon tar v'ashini tamei. Only the first guy's going to be tahar, but not the second one, because the second one now went into the mikvah. It wasn't 40 sa'ah anymore, because we know the first guy took some water out on him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says in that Mishnah, Im hayu raglav shel risha nogos b'mayim afasheni tahar. As long as the first one's feet are still in the mikvah, the second one is still tahar, because it's still connected. And you see then that Rabbi Yehuda is the shita that says, as long as somebody's feet are still in the mikvah, it's considered as if they're still connected to the mikvah. The water on them is as if the water is in the mikvah, and therefore the second one would also be tahar. This Mishnah, this discussion is quoted by some to support and discuss the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah writes in Ilchos Avos HaTumah, discussed this a long time ago, and that is, when does the Tahara take place? Does the Tahara take place when we go to the mikvah, when we're in the mikvah, or after we come out of the mikvah? When does the Tahara take place? The Kesef Mishnah has a raya from the Rambam in the Perek Vav of Ilchos Avos HaTumah that it's after you come out. Many Mishnayos also say Allah ben Estapag. Allah, the focus is, the ikkar is the going up. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's view, that the Tahara only comes up, happens when the person goes out of the mikvah. The Shemi Shmuel writes al pi machshava that this is because, what's the whole purpose of a mikvah? The mikvah works, the Sefer HaChinuch writes this by his discussion of mikvah also, the mikvah works as if we're reborn. When we go back into the water of the mikvah, it's as if we're back in the amniotic fluid in our mother's stomach, in our mother's uterus, and as if we're there again. And every time we come out of the mikvah, we're reborn. That's what happens, it needs every month, and that's what happens every time a person goes to the mikvah. It's a rebirth. So if you say that, al pi machshava, that's why the Kesef Mishnah is right. Because it's only Allah, once you're still in there, you didn't achieve the result yet. Allah, once you come up from the mikvah, nafkamina, what if you touch a sheretz while you're still in the mikvah? So the answer is, as long as you let go before you came out of the mikvah, so then it wouldn't be a problem. So that's discussed here, is dafka, if the feet are still up. What? Tovel of a sheres biyada. Right. So they have to know how to understand that phrase of tovel of a sheres biyada. That means that you're still touching it. Tovel va'ol of a sheres biyada. So va'ol of a sheres biyada. You have to say that's how it works. That if you want to look up that Shemi Shmuel, Rav Mirsky quotes that Shemi Shmuel in the first chelak of Hegyoni Halacha on page 150. Page 150 of Shemi Shmuel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay. Says Vayter. So we just said that Rav Pedas said that the Tana who holds that feet in the mikvah is still significant as Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara really has two maimers whether Rabbi Pedas is correct. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua. Rav Nachman quotes about this machlokas. Machlokas malos rabbanon. When there is a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you could rely on feet in the mikvah in order to say the person is tahar still, that's only by Durabun and Milus. For example, like our Mishnah, Milus, you know, Meiser, your special tefillah for Meiser and Truma and Kodesh, Maker Hadin, once you go to the mikvah, you're tahar for everything. Chazal were made takan is that these separate Milus. That's where the machlokas is. Avo mitumah latara, divriya kol hasheni tamei. But for real tumah and tara, then everybody would agree that one foot in is not good enough. Hasheni Tame, Vahainan Rabbi Pidas. And that's exactly what Rabbi Pidas meant, because Rabbi Pidas said, Rabbi Pidas was talking about the statement which was about Milos, and he said it's only Rabbi Yehuda that fits it perfectly, because that's what we just explained, that the Machlokes is about the Milos to Rabbanan, and that's why Rabbi Pidas says it's limited to Rabbi Yehuda. But Ikat Arme, we have another version, Amr of Nachman Amr of Ravua. We have another version of the limitation of that Mishnah. Machlokes bitum latara. No, when is there a Machlokes? About whether the first person's feet in the mikveh will still be okay. That's only going from Daraisa, from Tumah Datara. Malos Darabanan, Debriya Kolav Hasheni Tar. But by Darabanan, the Milos of Darabanan, going from Meiser and Chulin and those extra levels, then everybody agrees that's okay with the feet in. Upligad Rabbi Pidas. And then that would be against Rabbi Pidas, because Rabbi Pidas limited it to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to this version, it would be Lekule Alma. Period. Amar Ula, boy, my name is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if the person's feet are in the mikvah, then all the water on him is as if it's that water is still in the mikvah, and therefore the second guy going in is Tovel. Ma'u lahatvil machtem isinorias baroshel shel rishon. What happens? We know that the water is considered as if it goes down. Is it considered as if it goes up? What if I put a kli, a needle? I put a needle on the hair of the guy who's coming out of the mikvah, and his feet are still in the mikvah. So just like we said, the person in the mikveh is okay because the water on the person, the first person's body, is as if it goes down. Will we say the opposite? If I put a kli to be tovel the kli on top of the guy's head and some of the drops that are on his head, will that be good enough to say that, hey, it's as if this is 40 sa'ah because the water from the bottom goes up? Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the water from the person's body goes down, do we say the opposite as well? Good achis islay the Rabbi Yehuda, good asik leslay. Do we say that water could go down but not go up? Odilma could ask, nami yislay. Or do we say both? The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Mikvos that this is not like good achis and good achis normal like we had in Hilchos Erevin. This is just a loose parallel, lashon mushal, of things going up and things going down. But this is the halacha concept of you have a wall sticking out, and then you could view it as if it goes down. So what do you say? So Amar Litani Tua. So he answers, we learned it. Sholosh Gimamios Benachal. Picture a mountain. Picture three ditches on the slope of the mountain. Each one is a different size. The upper one and the lower one hole is 20 sa'ah. The middle hole is 40 sa'ah. El yonav v'tachtonav emsoas. There's a top one, a middle one, a lower one. El yonav v'tachtonav shel esrim sa'ah. The top and bottom one reach 20 sa'ah. V'emsoas shel arba emsoah. And the middle hole is a good mikvah. It's 40 sa'ah. V'chardol shel gashamim over es beinayim. And there's running water on top of these three holes that connect all the holes to each other. So there's water in all three, and then there's water on top. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Meir haya Omer. Rabbi Yehuda quoting his friend Rabbi Meir. Meir haya Omer matvel al yona. My friend Rabbi Meir says you could even be tovel in the upper one, even though there's only 20 saw there, but it's all connected, and you view the middle one, which has 40 saw, as all connected to the upper one. So you see, yes, water, the mikvah is allowed to be viewed not only as going down, but even as going up. Ask the Gemara 1 minute, Vatanya, a different brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry? And the bottom one for sure is okay, Rashi says. As far as okay. So, V'hat Tanya, we have a Bryce that says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Haya Omer Matul Ba'al Yona. Rabbi Meir says that, V'ani Omer B'tachton V'lo Ba'al Yona. Rabbi Yehuda says, I myself argue. I say only in the bottom one. So, Amalei answers him, okay, Itanya Tanya. I didn't know that Bryce. If you have a Mufurish Bryce like that, then I will agree. Period. Sorry? That is a problem of what? Of Zochlin or Eshbarin. So maybe you have to assume that it was a case of... Oh, this can't be Mayan because we're talking about 40 saw. Unless all three are like stationary. Right. Maybe it's not running. I describe that as running. But it says, Chardol Shel Kishamim, which is the same as we had before. Okay, we'll have to work it out. Okay, two more minutes. Hatovel Lechulin V'Hukzak Lechulin. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if somebody is told over Chulin, and then he has that in mind, so he still has to go back to the mikvah for Meiser, and then go back to the mikvah for Truma and Kachim, etc. So Mani Masiz and Rabbanani. So the first part of our Mishnah, who has a separate level of Meiser, is like the Rabbanan, Deshani Lehu Ben Chulin LeMeiser. The Rabbanan believe in that. But Ema Seifa, but the last lines of the Mishnah, which spoke about the clothing of one person is considered tummy to the other person, that second part of the Mishnah skipped the Meiser line. Seifa, Bigdei Amaris, Medrash Leprushin, Bigdei Prushin, Medrash Lochle Chuba. It goes Dafka from Chulin to Truma. So this Meiser Sheni is no special level. So the second part of the Mishnah sounds like that Meiser is no special level of Kedusha. So Reisha Rabbanan V'Sefer Rabbi Meir, are we to understand that the Mishnah has two different authors? The first part of the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan who hold there's a separate level of Kedusha for Meiser, and the second part not. So the Gemara says, in, yeah, you could understand it that way. Reisha Rabbanan V'Sefer Rabbi Meir, that's one answer. Or Rav Acha Bar Ada, Masi Lo B'Sefer, Rav Acha Bar Ada, a different Gersa. He had Beferish in the Seifa, Chamish Milos, Umuki La Kula Karabanan. He had the extra Mila in the Seifa, a Meiser, and therefore he can learn the entire Mishnah like the Rabbanan. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Big Tosfos here that speaks about Big Day Amma Aretz, the Prushim. But maybe we'll connect it tomorrow. Tomorrow we get into the last Perek of Seder Moed. Be'ez Hashem, that starts tomorrow. Chomer Bakodesh, Mi Batruma. Okay? Have a good day. Today's Shia was a Zecha Nishmas. Sponsored by the Friedman family, Zecha Nishmas Simarachal Bas HaRav Tzvi Aryeh, whose yard site is today.
Can I catch up on the top of my mind?